Hey, leaders, it's your cheerleader here. And I wanted to start this episode by giving a huge thank you to those who have been tuning in every week, subscribing to iTunes, and leaving us a review. You have no idea how helpful that is in helping other future Failed It leaders find us. So here is a recent review from Amani. It starts, Aaron has the knowledge. I am so glad Aaron decided to join the podcast airwaves. Her knowledge and advice is going to be so invaluable. Even in the first episode, she was able to give us actionable advice and help us in shifting our perspective. I can't wait for the upcoming episodes. Great job, Aaron. Okay, Amani, first of all, thank you, because this is coming from another amazing podcast host, Amani Roberts of the Amani Experience podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, check it. I recorded a podcast episode on his show when I was soups pregnant, and I actually spill a lot of beans in it. So he is a fantastic host because he pulled a lot out of the old vault and got me a talking. So anywho, I digress. Amani, my cheeks are pink. Thank you so much for listening and for the review. So leaders, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to encourage you to go over to iTunes, rate us, and give us a review. I'll be reading reviews here, and I want to give you a big fail yeah. So Amani, fail yeah, my man. You are the bee's knees, and I appreciate you. So now let's get to failing it. Hey there, my name is Erin Deal, and I'm a half Southern, half Midwestern mama, some call this voice a nasal twang, who took $5,000 to build and scale a one-of-a-kind experiential organization that improves the lives of corporate professionals through personal development, humanity, and humor. Along the way, I've built client relationships with some of the most notable companies in the country, all while attracting a rock star team of experts and hilarious facilitators. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Well, what I didn't tell you is that my resume also includes a long list of comedy shows I bombed, improv teams I didn't make, companies who told me no, and many a heartache when it came to becoming a mother. I want to show you the real deal of the grit, creativity, and determination it takes to overcome your disappointments, embrace the suck, and design the career you could only dream about. I believe we all have our own unique gifts that we bring to the world, and it is our mistakes that help to unwrap them. Welcome to Failed It. It's 10:30 p.m. You know you should be asleep, but that glowing piece of technology keeps glaring at you. Pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. Habitually, you grab it from your nightstand and you open that app. You know the one. Oh, what's Katie doing? Gosh, Lauren's been busy. When did Betsy go on that trip and not tell me? Look at that celebrity picture. Oh, she's with her husband. On a boat? In her bikini? Oh my God, does she eat? What does she eat? I'm hungry. Oh, look at my mentor who is crushing it at life and has the career I want. God, it must be nice to have that kind of success. Another picture. Why is that contestant from The Bachelor so thirsty for fame? Does she really use those hair gummies? Oh, cute baby pic. She's engaged. Oh my God, it's midnight? How is it midnight? I have to get up at 6 a.m. to work out. Ugh, fine, I'll do it tomorrow. I need my sleep. Sound familiar? Apps like Instagram exist to make us more socially connected. But are we becoming more connected or more confused? People post what they want us to believe is their reality. The posed family photos, the lush vacations, the happy date nights, the successful moments in their careers. All of this exists, but in hindsight, aren't we all craving the real, authentic, relatable moments that make us realize that we're not alone? So what we are going through in this pandemic, I truly believe, is uniting us. People are now forced to get creative inside the confines of their own homes. Now, we aren't showing as much as we once did with the lavish vacations or the over-the-shoulder, I'm sitting somewhere you're not, posed photos. But is this pandemic actually making us be more authentic and real? So let me take you back, okay? A few months ago, I'm a new mother and I posted a picture of myself with my son smiling. And we were laughing and we were looking happy. And I'll tell you what, I was happy. In that 1 second Sammer click, I was happy. But what you didn't hear was the subtext and the things that were going through my mind before the photo was taken. Ugh, he's 6 months old and he's been sick for 3 weeks. I'm going mad with no sleep and no grandparent close by to help. And I have more bags under my eyes than a shopping spree at Nordstrom. Now, I could have posted anything about my real life, or AKA what I like to call the real deal. And yes, that is a pun on my last name. I could have showed you the actual photo of me waking up like this after a night of interrupted sleep. And let me just tell you, that is a sight. I could have shown you me laying on the floor in pure exhaustion after cleaning up poopy diapers all day. Yes, I said poopy on this podcast. A comment from a friend or a stranger with a "hang in there, mama," or a "you've got this" could have been all I needed to make me realize that it's just a phase and I'm going to be okay. But instead, Susie, and I'm saying air quotes, Susie from high school who follows me, is looking at the photo of us smiling and thinking to herself, wow, she looks so happy. She's so lucky. I wish I could be a mom. And I want you to know something. I was this Susie before. I had a long battle with infertility. So know that apps like Instagram are perception. And unfortunately, this perception is slowly seeping in and it's making our realities feel like failures in comparison. This show, this podcast, Failed It, exists as a celebration of our failures. We take those apps like Instagram and we flip the highlight reel on its head, and we want to celebrate the success of individuals through the failures that have made them who they are today. So, how in the world can all of this help you? I've got 3 ways to help you celebrate your failures so that it can ultimately change your perception and then change your life. So the number one thing I want you to think about in celebrating your failures is I want you to think of your fails as your present to the world. And I'm talking about like a gift, a present that you would give somebody for their birthday or a holiday. So as most of you know, if you've listened to past episodes, I'm the founder of Improve It, which is a professional development company who uses improvisational comedy to train professionals on soft skills. And I'm what I like to call a professional pretender, or I play pretend for a living. And at the young age of 3, I knew I was meant for the stage, and I spent my younger years training in this art form alongside acting and singing. And by singing, I mean trying to sing, but really acting, singing, and dancing. I danced for a really long time. But sitting here right now, I must say it feels pretty cool to have created the life I wanted over the past 5 and 6 years. But there were so many failures that got Improve It to where it is today. I mean, we are sitting in a failure right now. I'm recording this, to be completely candid with you, in my parents' closet in South Carolina, because we are in the middle of quarantine. So you're probably hearing this a week or two later from me recording this. So I'm coming to you from South Carolina, and I'm looking at my mom's Skechers, you know, the ones that have like the weights on the bottom. I don't remember what those are called, but I'm looking at that. So I'm telling you, it's not all glamorous. And there are so many things behind the pictures you see that are not what you see on Instagram, right? So back to my main point here. In improv, one of our biggest tenets is that there are no mistakes. There are only gifts. So you see, anything that you say on stage becomes a part of the scene. It's not a mistake. So for example, if I'm on stage with a scene partner and somehow she breaks character and she says the word, "oh, craps," it is my job as her scene partner to justify that and then incorporate that into the scene. So I may say, "oh, craps, ugh, That's my favorite game to play in Vegas. And then our scene takes a turn. We start preparing for a girls' weekend. So instead of breaking and allowing the scene to fall flat or fail, she has then given me a gift or somewhere new to take the scene. So instead of thinking as your failures as fails, why not think of them as gifts? What did you learn from the experience? What could you gain? I want you to think about that as it relates to this pandemic. I'll tell you, I'm the first to admit, stunk a fat smell of furmunga cheese for me those first few weeks. And if you listen to past episodes, you know that to be true. I literally thought everything was over. And now my perception has completely changed. I'm actually looking at this as an opportunity to spend more time with my son, to spend more time with my husband. We came to South Carolina. We're actually here with my family. And I'm looking at creating this whole new virtual world for Improve It as an opportunity. So I want you to think about how can you look at what you're going through right now as a gift and not a fail? And then think about the fails that you've considered fails in the past. How can you shift that in your mind to think of a gift? So one way I like to do that is celebrating the gifts or the fails that I've had. So back in the day when I was trying to be a full-time actor, keyword trying, I would go on audition after audition. And I definitely heard no way more than I heard yes. So to put it in perspective, I went on maybe 50 to 60 auditions per year, and maybe I booked one thing from it. Not a great ratio. So I spent hours of time memorizing, preparing the perfect outfit, and then I would take cabs because back in that time, there wasn't Uber or Lyft to and from casting offices during my lunch break at my 9-to-5 job. So this was not only time, it was money, and it was effort for little or no reward, and honestly, just pure rejection. So I decided that going on an audition was like playing the lottery. So after every audition, I would buy myself a lottery scratch-off ticket. Sometimes I won a few bucks, but it still didn't cover the cost of my cab fares, but it did make me feel better. And it helped me celebrate the fact that at least I tried. So let me ask you this, friends and leaders. Are you sitting at home right now during this quarantine thinking about a project that you want to start, but you're afraid to do it because you're afraid you might fail? Are you thinking about starting, I don't know, a podcast? Start by getting one guest, a friend, a mentor, and I want you to see how that feels. And then give yourself a present for giving the world the gift of you. If you always wanted to learn photography, but are you not sure how, I want you to go to episode 2 of this podcast. Haley Bohan, the founder of Skillpop, she offers affordable classes in photography, calligraphy, how to make a charcuterie tray for whatever it is, you name it, she's got a class for it. But she definitely has classes on photography. Find an affordable class and take it. Take some pics. Show your mom. Show your friends. And if they suck, even better. Then I want you to reward yourself for the fact that you tried something new. You tried something that you were afraid to do with your favorite movie or your favorite dessert or shoot, even your favorite glass of wine. I got a glass of Kim Crawford waiting for me tonight, y'all, because I've been talking today, all right? How can you celebrate the fact that you tried? What is your lottery ticket, all right? Remember, it's important to celebrate the gifts. Think of it as your present to yourself and to the world. Hey friends, I wanted to pause really quick and tell you about something we have coming up at Improve It. Now, it's called Improve It's WFH Workshop from Home membership. We hope you can join us. So as a member, we have an awesome arrangement of things that will help you navigate this remote environment and improve yourself both personally and professionally. So as a WFH member, you will receive one live interactive virtual workshop with your fellow community members to help you navigate remote work, an automatic ticket to our weekly live virtual webinars, or a recording to watch it whenever works best for you, a 3-week DIY that's do-it-yourself e-learning course that's built in conjunction with the monthly workshop, and an online community, including a private Facebook group where you will receive live weekly mini coaching sessions with yours truly, laugh and lunch events with our hilarious improv professionals, and an exclusive weekly newsletter to members that gives you all the weekly deets. So we're offering all of this for the low price of $19.99. Let me say it again for the people in the back, $19.99. So a portion of every purchase will be donated to our charity partners, Girl Forward and Girls Rock Charlotte, to support their programs during this challenging time. The last date to sign up for our June cohort is May 31st at 11:59 p.m. So you'll find the link to sign up in our show notes. We can't wait to laugh and learn with you. I'll see you there. Number two, your failure resume can be the biggest eye-opener as to how far you've come. That's right. I said it. Failure resume. Prior to Improve It, I was in recruiting for 6 years. I saw a lot of resumes. A lot. I became really skilled at scanning a resume for keywords, looking at someone's experience on paper, and deciding whether or not they would be a fit for a particular role. Now remember, those were the things that they wanted me to see on paper. In person, it was a completely different ballgame. Someone's success on paper goes out the window if they have a bad attitude, if they show up late and they can't look me in the eye. Sure, a resume gets you in the door, but it's the person behind the Word document that actually gets the job. The person that we become is due in part to the lessons that we have learned over time, obviously, right? And most of those lessons, think about it, have been learned in failures. Without the tests that life throws our way, there would be no testimony. So here's what I want you to do. And this, my friends and leaders, will be a real eye-opener for you. Post listening to this show, I want you to write your failure resume. Start 5 years ago, just 5 years, and write down all of the things that you failed at. Make up job titles for the things that you failed at. And underneath those titles, write bullets of your job duties, or AKA how you stunk it up real bad. You can even make a special skill section of things you just completely suck at. So to help you, my team and I created a template that you can download, and this will be posted in the show notes, to give you a guide on your journey to Sucksville, USA. So just click the link and it's all yours. Now, I want you to listen to me before you hit pause and stop listening and say, this girl is crazy, and go about your day. Listen to me. Do this. Embrace the suck. We may all be feeling like failures right now. And again, I said this, I'll be the first to admit it. When this pandemic started, I thought my life and company was over. But guess what? I'm living proof that failing at one thing leads to another open door. Without being able to do in-person events, I've created an online community, the WFH membership, virtual workshops, and I have really, let me just tell you, leaned into this podcast. I'm feeling it. But 2 months ago, I was not able to see this road and what was in store for me. Because you see, these failures, they mean something. These failures mean that we have tried, you've tried, you failed, you got in the arena, as Brene Brown says, you fought like a champion and you came back swinging. You got up and you are here. So some of the things on your failure resume might have happened 5 years ago. Some of them might have even happened this week, but guess what? Today, you are still living, breathing, getting up every day, and putting on those big girl pants. You failed. You've overcome it. And guess what? You're going to fail and you're going to fall again. You failed it, as we like to say, and are that much more stronger, better, and braver because of it. The third thing I want you to take away on celebrating your failures so that you can ultimately change your life is this notion. Come fail away with me. All right. Set your volumes at a lower decimal because I'm about to sing. You know the song, Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away with me. I had a vibrato in there for you. I want you to change the words to come fail away with me. Guys, let's start a movement. Let's stand together as one big, happy, failing family, and let's share our failures with each other. You see, by sharing your test in the testimony, you can literally change a life. You can make a friend or a stranger on the internet not feel alone. You can make Susie in high school understand that the journey was real and everything is not just unicorns and rainbows. You had to slay some dragons and you had to kick some trolls to get the picture she sees in your Insta feed. Additionally, by writing out your failures, you actually process what you've learned through the struggle. Think of it as free therapy. You can even sit on a couch while you write it if it helps. And side fact, I am a huge believer in therapy, so I also recommend doing both. After you've taken the time to write it, share it. I want you to start small with a friend, a family member, or shoot, even your therapist. Bring the failure resume to your therapist. Then expand your failing network with an email to a select group of people or even on social media. And please know I'm not saying that sharing on social media is the only way. However, it's a great way to reach more people. And the more people you tell your failed at secrets to, the more people you can impact. Sharing our struggles creates connection and it creates community. Even though the world is now run by a lot of robots, humans created those robots and fuel the content that these computers generate. Why not give the computer the unfiltered gas it needs to make us humans feel human? So, if you're really feeling this, I just gave you three really great ways that you can look at your failures in a different light. I want you to take a picture of yourself with your failed at resume and tag us on social media using the hashtag failed at podcast. We'd love to celebrate your failures, past, present, and future. So this has been a journey and I am feeling more liberated already. And no, I hope you do too. So I want you to remember these three main points on how celebrating your fails can change your life. One, I want you to think of those fails as your present to the world. Two, I want you to know that your failure resume can be the biggest eye-opener as to how far you've come. And number three, I want you to come fail away with me. Let's start a hashtag failed it podcast revolution. So friends and leaders, if you are ready to celebrate your fails like the person you are meant to be, I want you to take a screenshot of you listening to today's episode and share it on social media so we can give you a big fail. Yeah, double whammy if you give us the failed at resume too. You can tag us at Learn to Improve It. That's Learn T-O Improve It with the hashtag failed at podcast. And then check out the link in the show notes for all the details and for your failure resume. And always remember, you have to fail in order to improve. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to Failed It. I'm so happy you're along for the ride. And if you enjoyed today's show, head on over to iTunes to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. I'll see you next week, but want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm proud of you and you are totally failing it. See you next time.